Welcome back.
Welcome back. So, I want to give a championship ring out.
With three in the bottom of ninth inning to become the world champions yet again.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
A really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings.
Well, more like this week's championship ring goes to
Vince Carter.
Shout out to Vince Carter. Or both. Shout out to Vince Carter and the Toronto Raptors for
Doesn't have a championship ring, so
an honorary championship ring to you, Vince, for
the Toronto Raptors are redoing their logo where the Raptor is dunking in the pose of Vince Carter's iconic dunk.
So Vince Carter's signature pose is being adapted into the Raptors logo where the Raptor will be.
Yep,
and fire.
Vince just got his number retired in Toronto and was just inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's fire.
He should be inarguably the greatest, at least, in-game dunker of all time.
That's fire.
He played for 22 years.
Yeah. Before LeBron, right? There was consistency out here, right? That's like, it reminds me of the argument of, you know, making Kobe the NBA logo after all this time.
I think that would be... Jerry West was even in favor of that.
You know, but clearly the NBA has stood and decided that the brand imaging is just too strong to make a change at this time.
I think it's cool because, like,
that would
Vince
be like
get his number retired, but Vince was what put the Raptors on the map. Like, after Jordan retired, the whole league was, like, looking for a void of a star to fill, and Vince came in and, like, hit his prime right at that point when he's doing these explosive, crazy... Have you ever seen the dunk that he did in the Olympics?
Probably. I don't remember it, though.
The one he straight jumps over the guy?
Yeah. Some and-one shit, right?
Like, he straight up teabags the guy in-game.
Damn. Man, listen, no.
It is one of the most savage dunks ever, but, I mean, I think it's really cool that a franchise is deciding to brand and tie their identity to their distinct player, but not in a way that player dominates.
Yeah, it doesn't make the brand identity become
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter's Toronto Raptors, right? Like,
yeah. Other thing is the Toronto Raptors, they don't have, like, a major attachment for their name to... The Toronto Raptors got an expansion franchise right as Jurassic Park was coming out. And, like, they had a fan vote, and I think Raptors won.
I'm not mad at it, right? But that is crazy that may be, like, if it had
and
not been
the case, they
for
have
Jurassic
a lot
Park.
Of creative leeway with what they can do. And I think...
I mean, the logo!
A dunking Raptor?
Yeah, the new logo is sick. The new logo is sick. I'm not gonna hold you. This shit is fire, bro. I saw that shit, and I was like, oh, I'm with it. I might get a Raptors jersey or some Raptors memorabilia, right? Give me a dad hat with a Raptor doing that sick Vince Carter dunk on it. I'm with it. Make that shit happen, bro.
Have you seen Victor Wembanyama's new logo?
No, I have not.
So Victor Wembanyama's new logo... He signed with Nike, and his new logo looks fucking awesome.
Oh, I thought the way you set that up, I really thought you were going to say awful.
No, it looks incredible.
Oh, the little alien joint?
Alien in the ball.
Yeah, no, that shit is fire, bro. They have it in, like, a crop circle, too. That shit is crazy. That would be wild.
It makes perfect sense.
With
dude,
the Nike checks
he
on
gets
the end.
Called an alien all the time. Like,
yeah.
He's 7'5". Yeah, he's a rookie averaging
nuts.
Over 3.5 blocks a game.
That's nuts. The kick's got that crazy, like, nuclear green, like, space aesthetic going on. I'm here for it.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a pair of 09 Carmellos that I've wanted to buy for the longest. they had, like, the back of the shoe had, like, this same type of pattern. But if you look really close at it, you can see that there was a map of the Baltimore city streets in it.
Oh, that's fire. I need these joints to glow in the dark. If they don't glow in the dark, it's a disjustice. It's a disservice. Total disservice to the game. No, that logo is heat. The new Toronto Raptors logo is heat. I can understand, though, why the NBA hasn't changed their logo up. It would be like Disney changing the font after all this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be like, that's crazy. Why did y'all do that?
And I do appreciate that the NBA's logo is a white guy.
And I know the execs at the table were like, we can't change it. It would be like Disney changing the font after all this time. Plus, come on, it's a white guy. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. All right.
Another sports update. Joel Embiid, reigning MVP of the NBA, and also someone who just came back from an injury that had him sidelined for over a month.
Damn, I know that.
Signed a deal for a signature shoe with Skechers.
Hey.
What a twist.
Hey, yo. Okay, all right. So have we seen the kicks, though? Because didn't we talk about Snoop Dogg and his Skechers
deal? Snoop Dogg got signed.
Yeah.
And his are, Skechers, like, all right. Orange. And yeah, look at the Joel Embiid ones have actually been spoiled. They look pretty good. But, like, the joke is, like, oh, man. Nobody's gonna let him drop 70 in Skechers. But then I realized this might be like a big brain play, right?
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, Joel Embiid has been like super injury prone. This might extend his career because he's playing in those nursing home fours.
They gotta. Okay, so there's a couple of different flavor waves, right, that I'm fucking with, right? Like, but they do have, like, I don't know. I'm not saying
they are probably the most comfortable basketball shoes of all time. And I'm wearing Kyrie Irving's right now. And they're pretty damn comfortable.
That's crazy, bro. These are the Nicholas joints. The Jokic's.
The Jokic?
Yeah, Jokic's. I said the Jokic.
The Embiid shoes, though, don't look bad.
They don't. Okay, so they're not.
It's Skechers.
Yeah.
It's
so
weird.
So this is like where we have to be like, yeah, I'm gonna buy me some Skechers. Like, do you sneak your heads? Do you concede?
Here's my take on it.
Do you concede as a sneakerhead?
Joel Embiid signing to Skechers. He's like LeBron James doing this podcast with JJ Redick. All of a sudden, this thing that we knew
all of a
now
sudden
has a million times more credibility.
All of a sudden, yeah, no, it's wild because when you see dudes running around in Skechers now, do you look at them crazy or do you look at them like,
no, you still look at them crazy.
Them just kind of slap, though.
Now you don't look at them crazy like, what the fuck are you doing? You look at them crazy like that episode of Hey Arnold. Hey, I'm crazy!
I got a couple of pairs of Fila's, right? Like, as a, just like running around shoes, like when I don't, like when I'm stepping out, but I don't want to, like, you know, crease nothing crazy, right?
The crazy thing is, it's Skechers who had the shape up shoes, which actually fucked up your legs and feet.
I'm not gonna say Fila's is the most comfortable shoe, right? I'm not gonna tell you to go out and buy them, but the ones I got look clean, right? So that's why I got them.
Look, I have a pair of J1s. Those are not the most comfortable shoes. Jordan will tell you that himself. He played his last game at MSG wearing a pair of J1s, and he said by the end of the game, his toes were bleeding.
So that all right, so we're talking about sustainability, right? So it's like, yeah, why not get the Joel Embiid's if your feet is going to be comfortable and they look good? The whole point about Skechers before, we wasn't rocking them shit because they look crazy.
And the other thing is like, you remember how Lonzo Ball had the big baller brand shoes? He would blow out a pair of shoes every quarter, and now he has like career-threatening, potentially career-ending knee damage.
I mean,
already.
Shaq, right? Like, if we're talking about affordability and still being able to look clean, you know, Shaq put them shoes out in Kmart for a reason, right? Like, he could have sold them shits like Jordan. He was a big enough brand that he probably could have gotten a pretty exclusive sneaker deal with a big brand, but he put his own out.
Shaq is also a quantity over quality guy when it comes to money.
I feel like we are at a point now where, just like with Drake getting his battle caliber tested, it's time the big brands get tested too, right? Like, why are we still buying Nike, right? Like, you don't have to. You don't have to. Unless you're really, like, and who's still keeping...
All day I dream about sales.
Who's still keeping up with Nike like that, honestly? Right? Not to be on my Kanye tip, but, like, Kanye was right in that aspect. Like, these brands hook up with these artists to stay relevant. Without that, like, Jordan is its own brand. Like, if there wasn't, like, a synonymous relationship between Jordan and Nike for whatever reason, like, Nike wouldn't be relevant. Let's be real.
I still think, you know, Magic Johnson says the biggest financial regret of his life is not signing to Nike.
I can believe that, though. I can believe that, though, because Magic Johnson was, like, a brand. And if he had been signed with Nike when that whole AIDS thing happened, I think, you know, he might have still stayed the brand that he was.
So, I have two quick Lighthouse updates before we go on break. Do you remember how I said, or the story we covered about the husband who was eavesdropping on the wife for insider stock trading tips?
Yeah, the dude who has to pay back, what, like $20 million or something like that?
Yes, they are in fact getting divorced.
Duh, newsflash, of fucking course, you dummy.
And another question we had, where...
Because he cost her fucking job, right? Like, she probably can't work in that field anymore because of his dumbass, bro. Like...
But I thought love conquered all.
Love don't cost a thing.
She's like, yeah, if you fucking love me, you wouldn't have fucking done that.
Let's go. Let's go. Go off, queen.
Second Lighthouse update. So, friend of the pod, TK has chimed back with an answer to a question that I asked. Who is the bigger himbo? Travis Kelce or John Cena?
Out of the two that you've given me, I'm going to say John Cena.
Crazy question. Shout out to TK for answering that joint, but I also feel like that was a very obvious answer.
Personally, I would have thought Travis would be the bigger himbo because he just seems dumber.
Hey, I just... Is that why? That's why you feel like Travis is the bigger... Okay, yeah. All right, like, we're not saying a lot about ourselves
like
at all.
It's like Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Nah, it was dumber than that.
I respect.
Anyway, those are our quick Lighthouse updates, and we will be right back after this break.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
All right, and I guess considering that it has been trending all day for the past 2 weeks that is released, welcome to our weekly segment on X-Men 97.
To me, my X-Men.
Why X-Men 97 gotta go so hard, dog?
All right, oh so I my got a couple God. Of like, broader topics I want
hey,
to cover.
Hey, you.
You and I were, for a while, we're talking about, like, the animation is a little, like, jarring, or
it was the frame rate.
Don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
I realized, I'm like, it reminds me of Archer's animation.
A little bit. I said it's like if Archer and the Venture Brothers, like, if those two animation teams came together and worked on a project, that's what it feels like to me. The frame rate is a little off. I'm getting used to it, but oh my God, them writers, baby. Them writers was in that studio, and let me tell you, if you still ain't up on this shit yet,
they must
and you waiting for Euphoria
every
to drop
single episode of Days of Our Lives.
Oh my God!
Before they started this
line, Fine. This shit is wild. It is like a whole ass telenovela. What the fuck?
Wolverine has got cucked twice.
Terrorism. They got terrorism. It's like fucking, it's like 24.
This is the only X-Men property that makes Logan look like a bitch.
It's like 24 with Grey's Anatomy, and then you throw in a little, a little bit of Euphoria in there. This shit.
And the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah. And some Watchmen.
And the X-Men are being led by, essentially, David Bowie.
It's not, right? Like, that shit. That last episode was crazy. I'm not trying to give away too many spoilers, right? Oh, yeah, I guess by the time we hear, this is spoiler-free territory.
Yeah, no, this is spoiler-free. Not spoiler-free. This is spoiler-heavy.
You know what I really need y'all to stop doing, though? You know what I really need y'all to stop doing? I don't like this Game of Thrones approach. I don't like this Game of Thrones approach to my fucking childhood, all right? First, y'all nerf Storm, which was already disrespectful as fuck.
She didn't get just nerfed. She got hit by patch notes.
Yo,
full out patch notes.
Gina clone.
Madeline Pryor.
Gina clone. Then you kill off Gambit? Nigga, look, and it looked like at this point we done lost Magneto. Although Magneto is
Magneto's not fucking dead. He survived the Holocaust. Nothing's gonna kill him.
Listen. It's crazy. The way they ended that episode with Rogues, I can't feel you. Oh my God. My heart.
Couple of things I thought about with that relationship. The Rogue-Gambit relationship is one relationship I can understand being an open relationship.
That is a relationship that just screams like the OC, like Gossip Girl. That love triangle is so messy. Because fucking Magneto got to be like 40 years older than Rogue, bro. What are you kidding me?
This is also comic book time. And I think this series still takes place in 1997.
He is considerably, he's like Silver Fox. That is a sugar baby relationship.
He is David fucking Bowie.
If I have ever seen it.
He is basically David Bowie.
I understand why Gambit is mad. He's like, that nigga, really? Really him? Him?
Hey, Shari, I'm a Omega level mutant too, mon ami.
It's like, okay, Gambit. Yeah, sure, baby. Yes, you are, sugar.
Gambit, I forgot that Gambit literally always talks in the third person.
That's the other thing, too. She's like, I mean, he doesn't talk in the third person,
no,
right?
No, Gambit never talks about it. He goes, Gambit thinks I need
that's
to-
my point. Rogue is like, you know, plus Magneto doesn't refer to himself in the third person. She's like, you're cute, but you're quirky. Like, sure, he looked like David Bowie, but I mean,
the other thing is, I was like, when he was fighting, I was like, do you think Gambit writes these one-liners before he goes to battle?
Oh, absolutely. He practices that shit in the shower. He absolutely practices that shit in the shower. He's like, yeah, no, that's a good one. I'm gonna remember that one.
So this is like a less trollsy question. This is a more like existential, let's appreciate the medium. How honorable do you think Magneto is so far?
In this run? You know, them making him the leader of Genosha does kind of feel right, because I mean, if not him, then who else? Jean?
Nobody else. Like, Genosha, I've always thought of being ruled by Magneto. That and Asteroid M.
Madeline, who else? I don't know, dude. I think, you know, the way he went out at the end of this episode definitely shows that despite his approach, his heart has always been in the right place, which is why Charles probably entrusted him to run the school and all of that. And
everything he had now belongs to me.
Man, but the way they ended that episode was crazy, bro. Like, I can't even...
Can we talk about Scott and Gene?
Hey, yo, can we talk about Gene? Because let me tell you, bro, the way they... she is so messy.
So toxic!
So toxic. You go fucking kiss Wolverine like that and then get mad because Scott mind-chatting with a bitch?
Scott had a kid with a clone of you because you were gone.
He was mind-chatting with
no
her.
No idea.
And she was like, oh, so you just gonna kiss this bitch in your mind, Scott?
Oh, yeah, so you're gonna care about your child that you think is my child, but it's not my child?
Let me tell you, that was, I can't believe he gonna kiss this bitch after I kissed Wolverine earlier like that. He don't
Wolverine
even know.
Got cucked twice this episode.
Slime, that shit was so funny, bro. She was like, really? Nigga, you just gonna be in here talking to bitches telepathically? That's our thing, nigga.
Yo, that was wild.
That was so funny.
Can you imagine Hugh Jackman getting cucked?
Can you imagine having more than one psychic girlfriend? And you get caught fucking talking to the other one after breaking up and leaving her for another psychic girlfriend? Nigga, that's... Listen.
No. You get into a fight with your girlfriend because you get caught daydreaming?
Bro, right? Right? She's like, so what was that about? What was that about?
So that was a little vivid.
Oh god, dude, that was funny. No, this is, they're doing a great job.
The
so
journalist
far.
By the way, did way more research than a lot of journalists nowadays, when they're like, oh, you don't have any kids? Well, yeah, it turns out this hospital record had,
turns out that journalist works for TMZ,
the actual most reliable news source.
Bro, oh man, that's crazy. No,
look,
yeah,
they may not have a good reason why Ray Rice punched her in the elevator, but they are damn sure that that was Ray Rice.
Hey, listen, more reliable than Joe Budden. Nah, bro, if you're not checking that out, I don't know what you're doing. Definitely get on that X-Men 97 wave. It's crazy.
Whose powers does Rogue have to steal so her and Gambit can have sex?
Hey, yo, I don't know, but...
And why have they not thought of that yet?
You know what I do want to know is, what else have you been diving into this week? Is there anything else other than X-Men 97 that you have had your peepers on?
I have... I've copped out. I'm a little ashamed, but I know I'm going to rectify the situation when I am able to do it, but I must confess, I have been watching the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth cutscenes on YouTube.
Damn. Hey, look, I'm not mad at you, bro. You gotta do what you gotta do. It's already hard to get your hands on a PS5 as it is. So unless you about to rent a center that shit, which I'm not necessarily sure you could do anyway.
It's a good idea. I'm not gonna do it for Jordans, but
I have been watching Burning Body. It's this Spanish language show from España, because I'm trying to get my Duolingo.
Oh, so you gotta get used to those vosotros.
Yeah. It's about this police officer whose body is found burnt in the back of a police car, and it triggers this investigation into a network of toxic relationships that he's had. Yeah, it was recommended to me by a coworker, and that show is, it's kind of like that. It's definitely, I mean,
the other things
enticing.
Let's put it
that
way. One of the
other
things I'm diving into is really working on the screenplay for Levin.
Oh boy. Listen, if you weren't here for the first half, definitely go check that episode out. If he's still splitting them like he's supposed to be, if not, then you know, you already.
I am already splitting them when the episodes are longer than an hour and 20 minutes.
Which I guess this runtime is about to be, because what else do we have?
Oh, no, this one's definitely longer.
Oh, okay. What else do we have on the docket?
this week's I Never Knew I Needed This.
A boat's a boat. A mystery box could be anything. It could even be a boat.
Oh, okay. I always enjoy this segment. I always enjoy finding new things that I've been... You know, that's kind of what this whole podcast is about, so let's hit it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Let's get a Waffle House level in Tekken. Fuck yeah. Let's get Waffle House in Tekken.
That is not where I thought you were going with this, but that's
fuck
crazy.
Yeah. Let's get Waffle House in Tekken. I am all about this. Like, that is the perfect level of meme.
Yeah.
Considering, like, the backdrop of so many other fighting games, like...
Right. I immediately am brought back to the Street Fighter level with E. Honda, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and you have to... like we
In the bathhouse!
Yeah. Right? So it's like, what else do you have? I guess some Super Smash Brothers shit, right?
There's like, a bunch of, like, cage fighting levels
the
in
Legend
fighting
of, Yeah, the Legend of Zelda Castle... Right, and Smash Brothers.
Oh, Smash Brothers has so many ridiculous... But Waffle House?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect considering Tekken has, like, all of these crazy... No, Waffle House, yes. Yes, put Waffle House in Tekken.
I need a Waffle House girl skin, too, though. Like,
I was about to say, like, every single character that's from America in Tekken should be in a Waffle House apron.
Costume, yes. Yes, that's
like,
it.
And, like, yep. You have no choice.
Give me a Waffle
like,
House apron.
You can pick whatever skin you want. But if you're an American character and you're fighting in Waffle House, you have a Waffle House apron.
Yep, I love that. I love it. I'm here for it. I am absolutely here for a Waffle House level in a fighting game. It needs to happen.
Specifically Tekken, because can you imagine how ridiculously agile... The fighters have to be to 3D maneuver through a Waffle House at supposedly 3:30 in the morning.
Yo, I'm just saying. Because they're not bringing Def Jam Fight for Def Jam Vendetta back, right? Like, that's not happening.
Yeah, they don't have the checks to get all those rappers on. However, I think Metro Boomin would go on there for free if he was going against Drake.
Yo, I feel like that's... Yeah, why has that not happened yet? Make that a thing. Never knew I needed that. Want it now. Want it now. Make it happen.
Waffle House and Tekken, I am all about.
Yeah, I feel like you're crazy if you're not with it. If you play Tekken and you're like, that's corny, I feel like you're corny. Shut the fuck up. Get off of the sticks.
Also, the Baltimore Bridge, or the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore.
Wow.
But,
wow.
You know,
you just gonna slide that in and pause.
It's been 3
they
weeks
tried.
Since it happened at this point.
They so. Tried to slide that fucking container ship under the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Oops. Oops. Big oops.
But, I mean, it's been 2.5 weeks for us. Almost a month for when you'll be hearing this.
Yo, so, like, I mean, we don't have to talk about the bridge incident, although the bridge incident was crazy. We can, however, talk about the internet's response to that shit and how, like, the Twitter just decided that the problem was the Indian dudes that was piloting the ship. If it wasn't conspiracy theory shit, like, ooh, they're trying to, like, you know, start...
If it's not a conspiracy, it's racist.
Speaking of racist conspiracies, the eclipse happened over the week, right?
Like
here in America.
I now have superpowers, a new relationship with God... A spirit possessing me and cancer, but I don't know which one is which.
If you were anywhere in the totality line, you know, you might have been in a city called Nineveh. And if you were in a city called Nineveh, then you might have heard that, you know, the rapture was happening. The eclipse? Yeah. Yeah, I actually got to see it.
I was asleep.
I was in a pretty good place to watch it too, and plenty of people had glasses that I could borrow, so I didn't have to buy knockoffs from Amazon and potentially damage my eyelids.
Or pull a Trump. What I would have done is I would have like looked at it through my like I would have put my camera on my phone up.
The level of conspiracies that doesn't work either, and you could potentially fry the camera lens on your phone. The level of
Better
conspiracies are rising. ending up with this one, because, oh my God, it wasn't just like, you know, the Christian far right internet that was going crazy about the rapture. Like, the flat earthers were going nuts. The hoteps were going nuts. It just really, like, made me feel like maybe it is time to make the internet boring again.
Somewhat related, not related. Should Magneto have a koofy?
Maybe it is time to make the internet boring again, right? Because, like, you people clearly can't handle the internet. Like, we tell the kids to go touch grass all the time, right? But I think a lot of you adults...
Can Flashback Friday be a thing again?
I think a lot of you adults really need to go touch grass, bro. Like, the fact that so many of y'all are wilding out like this over an eclipse and a couple of red heifers is... It's a lot, man, and I'm starting to feel like what it is it's just too expensive for people to go outside right now.
But you know, so what's not y'all too are expensive.
Stuck on the internet.
You know what's not too expensive? Buying all of your Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Flesh and Blood, board games, card game supplies at TokenEnergy.com, and if you use the promo code Ziggy, you can get 10% off of your order.
And if you got a little bit of change left after that, you can slide over to the Flood Pod on Patreon if you made it this far and you want to support the gang and help us get into more ventures, like, you know, getting the videos back up and making it so that we have money to go outside and touch grass every now and again and bring y'all fresh live hot takes. Then you can find us at the Flood Pod on everything
and
that is on everything.
We will shout be back out once again to our Patreon, Enraged Peacock
and the small country of Micronesia. I've been Doc. That's been
Diggy.
And we will be back at y'all next Sunday with more of this fire. Deuces.
Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
About
it is time to